do something in the bluegrass vein, even though that band we're opening for, that's their specialty. But they don't know a heck of a lot of my tunes, to be honest with you. Even though the mandolin player looks a lot like me, he's not quite there yet. But this is the first tune I ever tried to write on the mandolin. And of course, I was following in the footsteps of the great Bill Monroe and Bob Osborne, Jesse McReynolds, Frank Wakefield. But this is my first little thing called Cedar Hill. Thank you. I'd like to introduce the members of the quintet. They're my good pals. And, they've been showing up regularly for quite some time now, especially our bass player, who comes from Pacifica, California. He's been in the band for 12 years. Please welcome Jim Curley. This fellow over here, he's been in the band, it must be 8 years by now. Just about there, or it's, oh, past it. Over 8 years now of service. Day in, day out. And he's looking for some instruments. Although he turns just about anything into an instrument, the bongo drums, the shakers, the bells, the spoons, the whistles, the mandolin, and the violin. He's got a new CD out called Camp Town. It's really a cool project. He comes from Davis, California. Please welcome Joe Craven. Eighth anniversary in the group, and he added a new sound to dog music. There had been no flute in dog music until this guy showed up, and I believe he's the first and only one, and the best. Anyhow, he's just recorded his first solo project for Acoustic Disc, the greatest CD label on earth. And it's going to be titled Flute Jazz. Please welcome from Point Richmond, California, Matt Eckel. Flute. And last but not least, our most recent member of the group, who comes from Cordoba, Argentina, master of the Latin Touch, which is the title of his latest acoustic disc CD. Please welcome Enrique Coria.